It's 7:20, and we have Pete Hoover on the line. And, Pete, you live in Champlin, right?
That's right.
And where did you just travel this evening?
Well, I'm coming home from work north on 169, listening to WCCO and kind of looking out for any tornadoes. A couple of cars got blown off Highway 169 right into a cornfield, and one took on a telephone pole. Ambulance there, so I assume there was some injuries. As I was pulling up to Hayden Lake Road in 169, I saw a funnel cloud up into the clouds. And as soon as I saw it, I stopped, and within a couple of minutes it dissipated. So it's not all over up here in Champlin. It's still more weather to come, I guess.
Okay. Thank you so much for your report, Pete.
We have about 6 minutes left on this tornado warning for the metropolitan area. And as Mike says, we've had no additional reports of any tornado touchdowns at this point, Ruth.
I have more damage reports for us, though. This is Julie in Dayton. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Ruth. We had part of our deck that was blown down at approximately 6:30 p.m. this evening. We had a sailboat that was completely demolished at Catamaran. Our canoe was blown into our fence. We had several trees that were completely broken. And a section of our roof was blown down on our house. And then also we had a section of our fence from around a horse corral that was completely just uprooted and blown over.
Now, do any of your neighbors have damage, or is it just...
I believe one of our neighbors does have part of his barn that was completely blown down.
Okay, but you haven't heard any injury reports?
No, But the police have been driving around out here also.
Okay, so and you're in Dayton, north of Maple Grove.
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. Lots of damage tonight.
I think we can expect to get that kind of report increasingly as the evening goes on, Ruth. This system obviously is pretty large, and in addition to the tornadoes, you're going to see quite a bit of wind damage in and around those areas that were struck by a tornado, if in fact that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dayton is just north of Maple Grove, and this all started in the Dayton-Champlin area and the Anoka-Champlin area. So it's just west of Champlin. So we've got damage now in Maple Grove and Brooklyn Park, and apparently the most severe in Maple Grove, and also reports of that kind of wind damage and peripheral damage in Dayton as well. I think what we're going to do now, Ruth, is since we've had no more reports of any tornado activity on the ground or near the ground, and that tornado warning is due to expire in about 4 minutes. We are going to go back to Toronto and baseball in just a second, but we'll remind everybody to keep alert because we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for all of Hennepin, Ramsey, and all of Washington counties. I think we're getting something else from the National Weather Service. So we'll belay that last instruction, and we'll join the National Weather Service to hear what they have to say.
Again, we've heard reports of damage in Maple Grove. A woman just called from Dayton. Some damage in Champlin.
This is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Repeating, this is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities 7-county metropolitan area. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio. We will join the National Weather Service momentarily for details of this tornado warning. This warning does affect portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
This is Carl Thornberg reporting live from the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities. We've just received reports of tornado touchdowns. We have a tornado on the ground in the Long Lake area. That would be in central Hennepin County, just north of Lake Minnetonka, or just to the northwest of Wayzata. This tornado was moving to the east-southeast and will be affecting persons in Plymouth, Wayzata, Minnetonka, St. Louis Park, and Golden Valley. Also another tornado on the ground in the New Brighton, St. Anthony, Arden Hills area. That would be along the Ramsey County, Anoka County line, just north of St. Paul. This tornado on the ground, it was also moving east-southeast and will be moving through areas of Roseville, Arden Hills, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Little Canada, and Maplewood. The National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities is reissuing a tornado warning in effect for all of Ramsey, all of Hennepin, as well as southern Anoka County. The tornado warning in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. Persons in the warned area should take shelter immediately. This is a dangerous storm situation, so folks act quickly. If you're in the path of a tornado, move to a shelter below ground if available. Otherwise, go to a small interior possible. Avoid windows, abandon your cars and mobile homes, and head for a reinforced building, or in a last-second emergency, get into a ditch or another low spot. Once again, a tornado warning in effect until 8 p.m. for Ramsey, Hennepin, and southern Anoka counties. Tornadoes on the ground in the Long Lake area, just north of Lake Minnetonka. That would be moving to the east. Another touchdown in the New Brighton, Arden Hills, and St. Anthony area. People, take shelter immediately. This has been Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service office here in the Twin Cities.
All right, let's go to Mike Lynch in the Weather Center.
Again, just a report, and we got confirmation again of tornado touchdowns in the Long Lake area just north of Lake Minnetonka. The path of this tornado, we don't know of any damage yet, but the path of this tornado is towards the east. And as Weather Service indicated, cities in the path of this tornado or possible path would be Plymouth, New Hope, Crystal, Golden Valley, possibly the western side of Minneapolis, St. Louis Park, maybe Minnetonka and some of the other small communities around the, especially the eastern side of Lake Minnetonka. And another tornado touchdown about just north of the Midway in the New Brighton and Arden Hills area. That's also moving towards the east-northeast. Cities in the path of that thing would be Roseville, Arden Hills, Badness Heights, Little Canada, many of the suburbs on the northern side of St. Paul, and possibly, very possibly, the northern side of St. Paul itself. But again, tornado touchdowns reported in the New Brighton, Arden Hills area just a few minutes ago. That's in Ramsey County. That's moving towards the southeast. And tornado touchdown just north of Lake Minnetonka in the Long Lake area. That's also moving towards the east-southeast. We've had no reports yet of any damage or any injury, but I would imagine we'll probably get some here in just a little bit if indeed there is any of that.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Okay.
We're going to bring in Dean Spratt from our traffic center. Dean, you have some information.
First off, I'd like to repeat that they have blocked up in Brooklyn Park Noble Avenue between 101st and 109th Avenues. Extensive damage being indicated in that area as we listen to the scanners. Metro of Pete Bush is headed for that area. And, Pete, you're encountering very heavy rain. And exactly what have you got?
I've got torrential rain right now, Dean. 694, I'm westbound, approaching the Single Creek Parkway. The shoulders along both sides of the highway flooding right now, and the traffic level. A lot of cars pulled over now under the bridges to avoid this torrential rain.
Okay, Pete, very good. And the rest of the Metro crew is getting active, as well as Mr. Lundell, who's back in town. We'll join you guys in a bit.
All right, thanks, Dean. It is 7:30. This is WCCO, St. Paul and Minneapolis. And we're going to give you some tornado instructions right now.
If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. In your home, stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or to the corner of the basement toward the tornado. Avoid an area of the basement directly below heavy appliances upstairs. Take a battery-operated radio and flashlight with you. If you have no basement, crawl under heavy furniture in the center of your house. In your mobile home, go to a designated shelter area. In your car, drive away from the tornado at right angles. If caught outdoors, get into a ditch. Stay away from overhead wires. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio.
This is Ruth Kozlak with you tonight, along with Rich Holter in our newsroom, Mike Lynch at our Weather Center, and we do have a tornado warning in effect for Ramsey, all of Hennepin, and southern Anoka counties until 8 o'clock tonight, so for the next half hour. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the two touchdowns that have been reported, Rich.
Well, Ruth, it's... The two latest touchdowns that have been reported, the first was in, as you heard the Weather Service say, in the Long Lake area, which is just to the northwest of Wayzata. That storm system was headed to the east, and everybody in Wayzata, Plymouth, Minnetonka, Golden Valley, St. Louis Park, Hopkins, New Hope, and Crystal and Robbinsdale should be alert that they could be in for some tornado activity. The other tornado touchdown that we've had just within the last few minutes was in the New Brighton, St. Anthony area, on the Ramsey County border with Anoka County. That system was moving to the east-southeast, meaning that people in New Brighton, St. Anthony, Arden Hills, Shoreview, Falcon Heights, Roseville, Little Canada, Badenais Heights, Maplewood, and Gem Lake and White Bear Lake should be on the alert for tornado activity and should be taking cover right now. We have no reports of any serious damage or injury resulting from the latest touchdowns. Earlier, we do have damage reports from Maple Grove and Brooklyn Park, and also from Dayton in northeastern Hennepin County. Mm-hmm. Now, Eric Escala is on his way to check out that damage and see what has transpired out there. We do know that, as Dean Spratt said, Noble Avenue has been blocked off into the vicinity of 101st to 109th because of damage. So if you're in that area, get out of that area.
Yes, and I had asked earlier, Mike Lynch, if he knew whether it was one tornado or two tornadoes. And I have a gentleman on the line named Mike who had to drive through that area. You were on your way home, right?
Yeah.
And where you were going from where to where?
I had to stop in Osseo for something, but I couldn't get through on the old County Road 18, so I the Jefferson Highway.
Uh-huh.
And you can see Nathan Lane over there, and there's insulation laying all over, so it looked like the tornado right on the Jefferson Highway took some trees, and they're laying over the highway, and it cut across the new County Road 18 and threw some cars out in the middle of the field out there. So I kept coming east, and I tried to go down Noble to get on, come all the way down to, I live in the north part of Brooklyn Park, and they got Noble blocked off. So I still went east, and right now I'm on the East River Road at about 84. And I don't see no damage here, but there's damage. They got everything closed up. You can't even get through that area. There's top of trees missing, everything.
You still haven't made it home then, huh?
No, I'm still en route.
But it was your opinion, not that you're an expert or anything, but you think it was like one tornado then, from what you could see?
From what I can see from the road and the way the houses sit, were missing the roof, it looks like it made an east-southeast beeline straight across, heading towards the river.
Okay.
And it just, like I say, it took up around 100 and 101st on Regent and Noble. There's all kinds of damage. There's Elm Creek Park Reserve runs through there. There's damage back in there that I can see. Top of trees missing. There it just hit north of where we had the tornado last year on July.
Okay. Well, listen, good luck getting home, Mike. Thanks for calling. Okay. That's, of course, more damage reports in the Brooklyn Park area. Right now, though, we have two more touchdowns to worry about, a tornado warning in effect until 8 o'clock for Ramsey, Hennepin, and Southern Anoka. Let's bring in Mike Lynch from our CCO Weather Center. Maybe he knows more. Hi, Mike.
I haven't heard anything new yet. As a matter of fact, we were just going to get another report here on the hotline from the Weather Service, but no reports of any damage or injury from these two new reports of tornado funnels. But nonetheless, they're still on the ground as far as we know. And as in some of the cities we've been mentioning over and over, and especially southeastern Hennepin County and Ramsey County, you want to be aware of a tornado in that general area. Again, it's been about 10 minutes or so. We've had a report. 10 minutes ago, we had a report of a tornado on the ground in the Long Lake area. That's on the northern and northeastern side of Lake Minnetonka. And again, it doesn't hurt to repeat the cities in the past, Plymouth, Golden Valley, New Hope, many of the western suburbs of the Twin Cities, St. Louis Park, Hopkins, Edina, and very possibly some of the western sections of the city of Minneapolis as well. Also, the cells are really moving through Ramsey County now. The leading edge of the thunderstorm activity and possibly the tornado activity is now starting to move a little bit closer towards the actual city of St. Paul. Lots and lots of activity right now in some of the northern suburbs of St. Paul, cities like Roseville, Arden Hills, and New Brighton. And it is in the Arden Hills and New Brighton area. We had that report of a tornado on the ground a few minutes ago, and there could easily still be a tornado on the ground anywhere in that Roseville area, Little Canada, Badness Heights, Maplewood even, many of the northern suburbs of St. Paul, and very possibly soon, possibly a tornado in the area right around St. Paul, at least on the northern side. Activity still moving very gradually or very continually towards the east-southeast at about 30 miles an hour. And, of course, along with the threat of tornadoes, some strong downburst winds over 60 miles an hour, some large hail, and, of course, dangerous lightning. But, again, to repeat, no reports of any damage I've heard of yet, or no reports of injury, but it's just something we're still watching.
Well, Mike, I guess that answered my question that I asked earlier about whether it's likely to extend this.
I don't think we've seen the end of this.
I think
probably by 8 o'clock we'll see this activity moving right through the center of the Twin City area. But in fact, the leading edge is just now entering St. Paul, Minneapolis. And probably by 8 o'clock we'll see some very heavy shower and thunderstorm activity in some of the southern suburbs of St. Paul, Minneapolis, and then eventually moving into sections of Carver County, northern Scott County, and northern Dakota County, some of those cities around there.
Well, I said at 7:25 we were going to go back to Twins baseball. We didn't make it, but let me tell you now, we're in the bottom of we're after three innings of play now in Toronto, and the score is the Blue Jays 3, the Twins 2.
I was just about to report that score also. Kind of interesting, Rich, that at the moment you said we'd go back to baseball, that's when they were reporting the two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
At 7:25, one reported near the midway in St. Paul, and another tornado was touching down at the same time in the city of Long Lake in western Hennepin County.
Now, as Mike said, we have no report of any serious damage or any injuries resulting from either of those touchdowns, reported touchdowns at this point. But anybody in those areas or in all of Hennepin and Ramsey County and in the southeastern half of Anoka County should be taking tornado warning precautions at this time. And we'll try to keep you updated as to exactly where this system is going and how fast it's going to take to get there. Hopefully it'll be out of our area within the next 20 to 30 minutes.
Again,
Mike indicated it does appear to be picking up a little speed, although it did seem to stall over us for a while, which things don't have a tendency to do that around here.
Yeah, they do. We have a tornado warning in effect, just to repeat, until 8 o'clock tonight for the next 22 minutes, a tornado warning for Ramsey, Hennepin, and southern Anoka counties. And this is a dangerous situation. If you're in the path of a tornado, move to a shelter below ground if it's available. Otherwise, go to a small interior room on the lowest floor possible. Avoid windows, abandoned cars, and mobile homes for a reinforced building. Or if you can't do that, get into a ditch or culvert. I just talked with a guy who lives in about 5 blocks north of Osseo Junior High. And he said that they have, in the backyard, there are several trees down. He thought the lightning had struck a couple of trees, and or perhaps it was wind that brought the trees down, and also power lines down in that area.
That's something we haven't talked about, and I'm sure that we'll be getting reports from NSP in the near future about the power outage situation, but people should be on the lookout for downed wires, and for Pete's sake, stay away from them. Simply go to the telephone, call the local law enforcement agency, or call NSP, and let them take care of it, but don't go near the wires. And if you happen to be in your car and there's a power line down near you, stay in the car. It's the safest place for you because you're grounded in the rubber tires, so just don't get out of the car to try and do anything with any wires. Okay. What is it? 20 minutes to 8, so we have 20 minutes more of this tornado warning for people in Hennepin, all of Ramsey, and the southeastern half of Anoka County. You people in Washington County, you stand by because I'm sure we'll be coming your way with some information very soon. Mike Lynch is with us in the Weather Center. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been checking with the Weather Service, and they've had no additional reports of any damage or any sightings of the tornadoes, both the one that was originally spotted about 15 minutes ago around Long Lake or the one in the New Brighton Iron Hills area about 15 minutes ago. But I can tell you, as you've been mentioning, the thunderstorm activity is just as strong as ever. It's moving now into the St. Paul area itself. It's moving into Minneapolis, at least in some of the northern areas of Minneapolis, and, of course, all the suburbs to the north and west of both Minneapolis and St. Paul. And you were mentioning the Washington County. Nothing too strong yet in Washington County, except looks like now some of the areas around, Lake Elmo and areas to the east of that approaching Washington County, starting to pick up some fairly heavy activity, but apparently not as strong as the thunderstorms we're seeing now in Ramsey County, St. Paul, and Hennepin County around Minneapolis. But again, no new reports of any of those tornado touchdowns. Of course, still heed the warning. They could still easily be on the ground, and we just haven't spotted them yet. Warning still in effect for all of Hennepin, Ramsey, and sections of Anoka County. The warning staying in effect tonight until 8 o'clock.
It appears that most of northern Washington County is now at least getting some rain.
That's right. Some heavy rains as well. In fact, what were you saying, about 2 inches in some areas to the north or in northern Hennepin County?
2.6 in Anoka.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I don't think we're going to have the rains we had the other night. The main threat here, of course, are the gusty winds, the tornadoes, and the large hails. But so far, no reports, but keep the old guard up because they're probably still out there.
All right, Michael. We have Eric Escala in the field. He's headed for Maple Grove and Brooklyn Park, and he'll be telling us the damage story when he gets there and tell us what he found along the way. Ruth?
I have someone in St. Paul. We haven't heard from anybody in that area. Greg, where do you live about? Hello, Greg. Hello?
Greg left.
Oh, I don't. That's too bad.
Well, St. Paul is getting a lot of rain right now. Hopefully nothing else. But we do have a tornado warning, a second tornado warning now in effect until 8 o'clock. That's another 17 and a half minutes from now for everybody in Hennepin County, everybody in Ramsey County, and those in the southeastern half of Anoka County. Specific areas that should be on the alert are those in the path of the tornadoes that we had reported on the ground both at Long Lake and in the New Brighton St. Anthony area. And those people that should be really on the lookout now for possible tornado activity are in Wayzata, Plymouth, Minnetonka, Deep Haven, St. Louis Park, Hopkins, Golden Valley, New Hope, Crystal, and Robbinsdale. And in the northern Ramsey County area, New Brighton, St. Anthony, Falcon Heights, Roseville, Arden Hills, Shoreview, Vadnais Heights, Little Canada, Gem Lake, White Bear Lake, and North Oaks. Those areas should be specifically watching for tornado activity because we have tornadoes on the ground in those areas.
Okay, I found Greg again. We were cut off there. Greg, where do you live now? Oh, I don't believe it. Greg!
Maybe you're cutting Greg off somewhere.
No, I don't think I'm cutting him. He said he had some phone trouble and that he had been cut off. Well, I'll try again.
He apparently does have some phone trouble. Okay, we also should tell you that until 9 o'clock tonight, after this tornado warning activity is over, we will have a tornado watch that will remain in effect for the entire metropolitan area, along with much of central and southern Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. It's a very large area of unstable air due to the cold front that's coming through this evening. Hopefully it'll lower our temperatures a bit. Last I heard it was, what, 88 degrees?
Well, the last report I had was 90 degrees, but I'm pretty sure it dropped quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to try one more time. Greg?
Yes.
Oh, okay, you do exist. I didn't make you up. Where do you live in St. Paul?
I live on the southeastern side of Lake Balin.
And you saw the tornado touchdown?
We saw it. Just momentarily touched the ground for about 30 seconds and then popped right back up. We've had some possible funnel sightings around that area again, but I can't really tell. Looks like mainly a wall cloud possibly relocating.
Okay, and right now it's just lightly raining.
Let me see here. I'm looking at... Ooh, we got it coming down real good now.
Okay.
Visibility is about 150, 150 feet.
But do you think that maybe... You don't know where the touchdown was, though, right?
That was out towards the northeastern side of New Brighton.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for calling.
Yeah, take it easy.
Okay. I also have a guy in White Bear Lake, right, Jerry?
Yes.
This is Jerry Wild, and you had a touchdown in White Bear Lake.
Yeah, well, just north of here, I'm about 4 miles from Hugo. I've seen a funnel cloud come down out of the sky and touch just off to the left of the highway, which it would have been.
Okay.
Highway 61 north.
You don't know if there's any damage, though?
I can't tell from this distance. I was out in the front yard, and it's awful dark out here, and a lot of strong winds. A lot of trees are down and stuff.
Mm-mm. And you saw it touch down?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm about 4 miles from Hugo.
How long ago was that?
About 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I've never seen an actual tornado touchdown like that. I hate to use the Valley Girl word, but it must be pretty awesome to visualize. It's quarter before 8 o'clock. We are in a tornado warning tonight until 8 p.m., so for the next 15 minutes. For Ramsey, all of Hennepin, and southern Anoka counties until 8 p.m. And we just heard from two people who saw possible touchdowns. The official reports are that there was a tornado on the ground in Long Lake. That was the first one at 7:25 north of Lake Minnetonka. And then at the same time, another touchdown in New Brighton and St. Anthony area. And those were the official reports. That's why the tornado warning was extended until 8 o'clock. I don't know, Rich. Do you think these are separate other touchdowns, then, that we're talking about?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
These are totally different systems, or at least totally different cells,
mm-hmm.
all within the same system, which is a very large system that covers most of the northern half of the metro area. Earlier, it's now moving to the southeast through, it's now right over the center of the metropolitan Twin Cities, and we'll move out through Ramsey and Washington counties in a short time, we hope.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I think we're going to contemplate doing it again, Ruth. I almost hesitate to do this, but in just maybe 4 or 5 minutes, I think, if nothing else has happened here in the metro area, we will try to rejoin Twins baseball in Toronto, and, of course, we'll keep you up to date the minute anything does transpire.
You know, it's interesting because we haven't even ever joined Twins baseball in Toronto. This started the moment the game began. Does that mean something? I don't know.
We had the pregame show on.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Let's see if Mike Lynch knows anything more. Are things quieting down now, Mike?
Just checking with the Weather Service now, we've heard nothing outside of the two reports we've heard from CCO. Possible touchdowns from observers in the White Bear Lake area and Lake Balin, but we've heard no other reports of any touchdowns or damage. The only reports we've heard from these latest tornadoes officially was about 7:25 around the Long Lake area and about 7:25 around New Brighton and Arden Hills. And again, nothing has happened officially from these tornadoes as far as damage or injury. We're still watching it, but again, no reports of any damage. But nonetheless, the warning's still in effect for Ramsey County, Hennepin County, and Southern Anoka County until 8 o'clock. And you just want to keep the guard up because tornadoes could still be on the ground in some of those places. And they can strike with very little notice. So, again, the warning's still in effect until 8 o'clock for Ramsey, Hennepin, and Southern Anoka.
And on top of that, we have the severe thunderstorm
That's
warning
right.
in effect until 8:15.
Large hail, damaging winds over 60 miles an hour, dangerous lightning, and locally heavy rainfall.
All right, Michael, thank you.
Okay.
I think, Ruth, what we're going to do here at 12 minutes before 8, I realize that we have 12 minutes to run on the tornado warning, but since we've heard nothing really in addition to the two touchdowns we had, and that was back at 7:25 or some 23 minutes ago, I think we're going to try to rejoin Twins baseball in Toronto. And, of course, if anything else happens, all of us here in the newsroom and the Weather Center will be watching it, and we'll bring you every development as it comes along. Ruth?
Thanks, Rich. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Last report, 90 degrees in the Twin Cities, but I'm sure it's quite a bit cooler than that right now. And as Rich said, we will keep you up to date on the weather situation here on CCO. Keep it here.